Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. The beginning of each year is a great time for businesses and employees and households alike to perform a year-end review. The same can be said for our gardeners. Before the chaos of spring comes, now, in a quiet gardening time, is a great opportunity to pull out your gardening journal from last year and look back to the past to see what happened in your garden. If you happen to be in the group that heeds the advice to keep a gardening journal from year to year, now is a great time again to go back through these thoughts and the ideas, the successes, we won't say failures, but learning opportunities. If you are not a part of this group and have never kept a gardening journal before, I highly encourage you this year to make an effort to make this a part of your New Year's resolution. There are many reasons why gardeners should keep a gardening journal. One of the reasons is that as gardeners, we love to experiment with new ideas, trends, and varieties of plant material. Oftentimes, we share seeds with one another or collect seeds out of others' gardens. We often put a deliberate effort to search out unique, different, or rare plant materials to incorporate into our own landscape. Keeping a gardening journal will allow you to record, and more importantly, to recall what day you planted a particular plant or seed, what its germination percentage was, or the type of soil you used to mix in the container in which you planted that plant. It will also help you to recall the overall appearance and vigor of that plant in your garden over the course of its lifetime. Having this information will help you make better gardening decisions in the future. For instance, a gardener may plant two or more types of tomatoes. Each variety will perform differently depending on the soil type of the garden and the transplant time. They will also have their own individual characteristics, which will lead to the quality of its performance. At the end of the growing season, a gardener will most likely prefer one variety over the other. So when having to choose a tomato for the following year to grow in your garden, you want to make sure that you remember not only the variety that was planted, but also the other controllable characteristics which you can replicate to yield similar results as the previous year. Another great reason to keep a gardening journal is for sketching. As you sit in the garden and you have a concept swirling around in your head that you would like to see come to light in your garden, sketching it out on paper is the first step to fulfilling that idea. Knowing that you've captured this piece of imagination on paper, you can always come back and implement it in the garden later on at your convenience. Sketching out your garden after it's been planted is another great use of a gardening journal. Oftentimes, we put out tags or labels to indicate the variety of vegetables or flowers which we planted, and without a doubt, somehow, these tags always seem to go missing, leading us to mix up the varieties which we planted. Having a simple sketch of your garden and a list of variety names incorporated into that drawing will help you recall what you planted and where it was planted. Lastly, a garden is a place to sit and to be inspired. As you sit, let your mind wander throughout the next year. Remember, this garden journal is for you. It doesn't have to be fancy, or it doesn't have to be expensive. It just needs to be an avenue to record and to remember. A garden journal can be as simple as an inexpensive marble composition notebook or as expensive as a leather-bound journal. Whichever you may choose, diligently keeping a record of your garden will greatly enhance your garden enjoyment for many years to come. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at WRKF.org.